Live All for God. The podcast from www.allforgod.co.uk. Living for Him 100% 24/7 365.
Hey folks, welcome to the first June All for God podcast. Thanks for joining us today. We have a packed show for you. We're able to offer you an exclusive interview with both Trey Shepherd and Norwegian band Compass. Trey Shepherd is from Engage HIV AIDS and is frontman of 100 Yards. Both bands were playing at Mega Life in Moira Park last weekend, and Peter caught up with them backstage.
Live All for God. Okay, I've got Trey Shepherd with me. He's a singer, speaker, spokesman for Engage HIV AIDS, and the son of a pyromaniac. And some of you will know him from the likes of Summer Madness or his band 100 Hours. But for those who don't, could you just give a quick introduction to yourself, please?
Yeah, well, my name's Trey Shepherd, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, in America originally, but I live now up on the north coast of Northern Ireland. As Peter said, I am frontman for 100 Hours. I help direct Engage HIVAIDS.com, an HIV and AIDS activist organization, and I also do a variety of other things, some industry, music industry stuff like producing and consulting, that kind of jazz. But I also help lead a church, Causeway Coast Vineyard, which is a really exciting part of my life. And I'm a husband and a father, and I like to surf and mow my lawn.
Now, the main reason we're doing this interview is to talk about HIV, but why do we as Christians need to talk about it? How big a problem is it today?
Well, HIV and AIDS is a significant problem the world's facing, and in my opinion, I think it's one of the biggest problems the world is facing. When you face up to the facts that every 24 hours, 6,500 Africans die from this disease, which is treatable and preventable. It's not curable, but it is treatable and it is preventable. And every minute of every day, a child dies because of HIV and AIDS. And following Jesus is about so much more than just being involved in a church or going to big events or even what God is doing in us personally. The reason that God changes us personally is so that we can also bring change and bring hope into the world. And I think that wherever there is darkness, wherever there is great need, we as the people of Jesus need to be right there on the front lines. And that's why I think that HIV and AIDS and what's happening in Africa as a result of HIV and AIDS is one of the most significant things that we as followers of Jesus can get involved with. And that's why we started EngageHIVAIDS.com.
And it was set up by the band, yeah?
It was set up by the band. It was set up back in 2004. Me and some friends in the band were sitting around in my front room, and we'd been talking and praying for some time about how, as followers of Jesus, we felt like that we weren't doing enough to serve the needy and to serve the broken. And I think, to be honest with you, we really just went, what are the world's greatest needs? And what do we have that we can do about it? I had been in Africa a couple times in sort of 2000, 2001, and at that time, we spent a couple days volunteering in an orphanage for children who had been abandoned because they were HIV positive or whose parents had died as a result of AIDS. And during that time, I think that it was very difficult for me not to quit everything I was doing and just move to Africa and work in the orphanage there and to work with these children who were in so much need. But the people there were very wonderful and basically said to me, look, you're not that much help with the kids, but you have a platform and you speak to tens of thousands of people every year. We need your voice and we need the influence that you have. And that just lodged in my mind. And I think that we begin with that heart. And it took a couple of years for us to kind of put something together. And then we launched Engage off of that basis. And Engage is really set up fundamentally to provide a response mechanism for people. I believe that most people know there's something wrong in Africa and want to do something about it. They just don't know what to do. And so Engage has really been set up to provide a way for people to respond to the crisis and to bring hope into the midst of a very broken situation.
And are there any Bible passages that you feel sum up how we should act, or maybe there's something a verse that's challenged you?
Well, I think that one of the things that's quite amazing to me is that throughout the scriptures, there's a continual reference to serving the poor, to serving the needy, and to reaching out to the broken. It is literally just throughout the scriptures. And sometimes the stuff that gets all the press in our preaching and in our churches are little bits from the Bible that, in some ways, they're just small bits or just a couple of verses. But those things, they garner so much interest. And I think it's so important for us to step back and look at the whole Bible in the context of God's heart. And one of the things I love, though, is in James, where it talks about, pure religion is this, that you take care of the orphans and the widows in their distress, and that you keep yourself from being polluted by the world. And I love that, because it's really those two things of walking in a righteous life because of the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus, that we're able to walk in that righteousness, but at the same time, that equally, we're meant to be serving the broken, serving the needy. And I think that James really sums that up well.
Let's look at the practical side of things now. What could youth groups do to maybe support, engage, or general HIV projects?
Well, the way that Engage works is that we support projects across Africa. So we're looking for projects to help support. All of our projects are locally led, and they're locally based. So that means that they're led by people in the communities that are being affected, people who understand the culture, people who understand the needs. And so we're looking for outstanding projects that we can help go up in their support and really become amazing projects, you know. So a lot of the stuff that we're doing is microfinancing, helping people move from a charity basis into a chance for them to actually provide for themselves financially. HIV has a tremendous financial impact when people are so sick they can't work, and then they can starve to death even. We do a lot of home-based care where people aren't able to get to a hospital, we're able to provide care in their community that's supported in their community so that they're actually taken care of and they're fed and they're clothed and their children are cared for. We do a lot of work with orphans and vulnerable children, everything from providing school fees for children who don't have parents to actually caring for children who've lost their parents. And of course we do antiretroviral drug support and a great deal of preventative work, particularly amongst young people. The best way for youth groups and for churches to get involved is to join one of our campaigns. Of course, churches can just give financially. And we have a unique thing with Engage that we call the 100% action. And what that means is that every penny that anyone gives to the work of Engage, every single penny goes directly to the work on the ground. It doesn't go anywhere else. There's no administrative fees or any other sort of fees taken out of it. So if someone gives £10 or £10,000, £10 or £10,000 goes directly to the work on the ground. And we've got a full-time GP who lives there in Africa monitoring all of that. So it's an incredible way to invest in the future. One of the greatest things people can do right now is join something we call Every Copper Counts. And this is something that anyone can do. And it was actually thought up by a 14-year-old girl from Northern Ireland. When she was 14, this girl, Emma, had this idea about collecting 1p and 2p coins. And she actually came up with this concept, Every Copper Counts. And what's been amazing is that, you know, those first 6 weeks that she started it, on her own, she collected £200 in pennies. It was extraordinary. And since that time, we've launched that as a campaign across all of the UK. And, you know, there's thousands of kids across the UK now participating in Every Copper Counts. And they're, we have a free sticker that you can get. You can just write us at info@engagehivaids.com or write me, Trey, that's T-R-E, at engagehivaids.com. And we'll send you out a free sticker. You stick it on any container and then you start your own campaign. It's a fabulous way to get involved. As well as, obviously, people can come visit the MySpace site, myspace.com/engagehivaids, or www.engagehivaids.com, and find out more ways they can get involved, from prayer to donation to actually finding out ways that they can get involved in petitions and doing things to help pressure pharmaceutical companies and governments to keep their promises and do the things that governments said they do to help people suffering from HIV and AIDS.
And from your personal experience, do you feel that people generally will join in whenever you start something like this, or will you need to keep at them?
Again, I think that the problem isn't so much that people... It's not that people don't want to do something, it's just they don't know what to do. And there is an exhaustion and a fatigue that comes when you keep seeing need and you're unable to respond to it. So when every night people watch in the news and they see terrible stories coming out of different parts of the world and they feel totally powerless to do something about it, I think that people feel a little bit like, oh, I just have to change the channel, I can't face that. And the reason we started Engage is because we wanted people to not change the channel. And that ability to go, you know what? This is a terrible thing, but I can do something about it. I have a way to do something about it. And that's why Engage exists. And I think that what we've found over and over and over is just, it's amazing to me how many people have joined up, how many people have gotten involved. One of the great ways is just to join the email list. Again, email me at trey@engagehivaids.com, and for free we'll put you on the Engage email list. You'll get an email from me about every 4 to 6 weeks with ways that you can get involved and keeping you up to date on what's happening in Africa. It's just a very simple way for people to get involved. And what I'm loving is how that people, once they get involved, they get more involved. You know, there's literally thousands of people across the UK who maybe started with just getting a wristband at a concert or signed up to the email list or maybe started their own Every Copper Counts campaign. And that's really just mushrooming. And the other thing I love is I've just really enjoyed watching, we're seeing more and more businesses and corporations do percentage of their net their net income or even of their gross income to work in Africa, and basically saying, look, as a business, we believe ethically that we should do something beyond just blessing ourselves financially. And visual sound, Vision Financial and Balamina, actually these are companies that have done incredible work just joining in with the work and partnering with us and doing things across Africa. And I think there's a lot more room for other businesses and corporations to join up on that front as well.
Do you think this can be solved in our generation, or is it more long term?
Well, Peter, to be honest with you, I wouldn't do this if I didn't think we have a chance to make a significant difference in our lifetime. I often say that, we've got to have faith that we can live in a way that our lives can bring change to the world. And I think one of the most important things is that we do. I want to shut down Engage one day because there's no longer a need. I want to, the Atemba AIDS Foundation, which is the AIDS Foundation that we work in partnership with, we all want to shut our doors and stop doing that work because there's no more need. And I think that if we really get to work now as a generation and begin to really give with our hearts and with our lives, and not just with our pocketbooks, but really with our hearts and our lives and our prayers and our involvement, I think there's a chance that we could see something significant happen in this area. AIDS is a disease that's growing exponentially. So, there's over 30 million people infected right now. But it's a disease that grows exponentially. And the figures, when you look ahead to 10 years, 15 years, if the infections continue on the rate that they are now, we'll be facing a global crisis. And this is why we must do something now to reach out to the poorest and to the neediest people, most of whom are really under that sort of pressure of HIV and AIDS.
That's great, thanks. Could you give us those web addresses again, please?
Absolutely. The main website is www.engagehivaids.com, and you can also visit us at www.myspace.com/engagehivaids. And those are the best ways to get involved. Also, you can email me at trey@engagehivaids.com with any questions or queries, and we'll help you get involved and join a campaign and get yourself out there doing something to serve the neediest people in the world.
Thanks very much. And just for those people who know Trey, we couldn't finish without asking you about some sort of crazy story from your life.
Yeah, I've had a lot of crazy stories in my life. That's part of the problem. We had quite a fun day the other day. We were doing a new photo shoot for the band. And so we were all dressed up in really nice clothes. It looked like we were going to a wedding or something. But we were out on the beach out of Benone, with this very fancy wingback chair. And we were trying to balance it on a rock so that we could all pose with me sitting in this chair and standing around me. And let me just say that disaster was always just around the corner. But somehow we managed to prevail and not get arrested by the National Trust. I don't think the National Trust can arrest you. But anyway, whatever, we managed to get away without getting arrested by the National Trust, without marring any national treasures, and actually getting a good photo shoot out of it. So we managed to stay well behaved. So it was good. It was good. Just a normal day in the life,
Thanks very much.
Live all for God.
Well, that was Trey Shepherd. You should definitely check out the Engage website and see about getting yourself involved with that. It's a very worthwhile cause. And now I've got the interview with Compass. I've got a band, Compass, with me today. They're not really local to Northern Ireland. They're from Norway. So could you introduce yourselves, guys?
Of course. My name is Knut. I play bass and have the backing vocals.
My name is Joa, and I'm playing guitar.
My name is John, and I'm playing the drums, and I'm smiling.
My name is Martin, and I'm playing the guitar, and I'm singing some backing vocals too.
And I'm BT, and I'm playing acoustic guitar and lead vocal.
And what are you guys doing over in Northern Ireland?
We've been playing at different venues. Yesterday we played at the Green Pastors Church with the band called Leland, and today we're playing at Megalife. So
we're looking forward.
And maybe could you describe what sort of style you play in?
That's a good question. It's a rocky. It's not too hard, but it's a rocky. It's something between. Pop rock. It can be everything. Yeah, but it's pop rock, and we listen a lot. Like music we like is Leland. Switchfoot is really good, and like music like that is, pretty much. Yeah, what am I going to say? Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, worship rock. It was not too worshiping either, but anyway, yeah.
How did you guys get together as a band?
Tell the story. I'm going to tell... This is a long story. No. I started in school with two of these guys, and I knew the other one, and we just found out that we were going to start a band, and yeah. Martin, you can tell the rest.
And all of a sudden, I showed up. I was a friend of BT, and I knew the bass player as well. So I came to the first band practice and
joined in.
Yeah, as the black sheep
with gray hair.
Gray hair. No, I don't have a gray hair yet.
Whenever you started out, were you a Christian band, or is that something that's developed?
We always been a Christian band, actually. But I think we've sort of, as we started off, we were more like a worship band, or sort of. But I think we wanted to reach people with the gospel, and it's not easy if we want to lead people into worship which aren't Christian. So we've been,
Our main goal is like not just playing music, but be able to show people God's grace and God's love, just even if they're Christian or not, just be able to show people God's love and just the talents that he's given to us, and just play music and worship him and just give him the best that we have. That was the plan from the beginning, and not a plan, but the thing everybody wanted to do when we started up, just be able to give God the glory for everything and just give everything and play rock and roll. Yeah.
You come from Norway. What's Christian music like over there? Is there a lot of local bands, or is it mainly bands from America get played?
The music in, or the Christian music industry in Norway is pretty thin. It's not much, but we have some bands, like I think you find that everywhere, like Hillsong, copy thing. So there's a lot of that, but there's not many Christian big bands. But there's a band called Humming People we're playing a lot with, which is really good. And you also find some other bands. You have an artist called David Andreasby, which is really good. And you find some artists, which is really, really cool. And Dream Pilots, yeah, you have some. But it's not many.
And Christianity in general, is it something that is big in Norway, or is it more of a counterculture thing, like it is over in the UK at the moment?
It's sort of like smaller.
Like people say they're Christian, but...
Yeah, it's... loads of people. You have something called a state church, which every person who's born, yeah, like almost everybody is a member there, but they don't like call themselves Christians, or they call themselves Christians, but they don't have a personal relationship to God. So
what is your hope to achieve? What's your hope to achieve through your music and through life in general?
That's just to be able to help, or just, as I said earlier on, like just show people God's grace with our music, just be able to help people in worship, able to help people growing with God, and just show people the way, though. Like, our name is Compass, and it's like, not that we're trying to be a compass, you know what I mean, but we just wanted to show people the way to God and show people the way through worship, and like just to be able to connect with him, though, even if you know him or not, you know what I mean. There's many Christians, it's maybe the same as you have here, as many Christians as that grow up in the church, and maybe whatever you call it, getting backslider or whatever, and just be able to show people the way back again to God, though. Yeah.
Now, for a Norwegian band, your English is pretty good, so whenever you're singing, is it in English or is it in Norwegian, or is it a mixture?
We sing in English. We had one Norwegian song once, but we don't play that anymore.
What was the question?
If we sing in English?
Oh yeah, we sing in English, yeah. That's our second language. We'll learn English from third grade.
I want to sing in French, though.
Maybe you could just give us a wee quick blast of the Norwegian. Just
Of course we can. We could say words like sprøstekt løk, or dritfett, or words like kalsiumklorid på fyrium karbonat og oxylsatsid på rumbator, or...
Yeah, words like that. Yeah, words like that.
So, there you go, the Norwegian.
That was
not the last part, but yeah.
Thanks. And would anyone be able to sing a quick blast of one of your songs without backing?
Do you know what you should do? Do Ancient of Days.
Ancient of Days, yeah. I don't know that song.
Okay.
It's not our song. It's not our song. It's a really known song. Really known
Hva heter salmen igjen da?
Makten og æren, prisen og sangen, tilhører herskarenes Gud. Oppmerksomheten, hengivenheten, er rettet mot herskarenes Gud.
Yeah!
Alle folk på jorden skal se Herrens herlighet, hvert et kne skal bøyes ned. For kongen, bare du fortjener vår sang, for ditt rike skal aldri ta slutt, vår Herre og Gud.
Yeah, that song is pretty known though. We didn't write that song, but yeah, anyway.
That's great, thanks. And finally, have you got a website that people can check out?
Visit our MySpace page, MySpace/CompassSound with three S's, and CompassSound.com, and you can also find our sites at Facebook. Just search for Compass. Yeah. And you can also watch our podcast at YouTube. Just search for Compass Sound in one word. Yeah, and we'll find many things.
Thank you very much.
The All For God, podcast from www.allforgod.co.uk.
Well, that's all for this edition of the All For God podcast. Make sure you check out the next edition. It's coming out before the end of June. It's got an interview with Bradford-based band RPM. And you can hear some more from Compass as they flip things around a bit and interview me. If you're not already subscribed to the All For God podcast, make sure you get subscribed to it to make sure you don't miss that. If you use iTunes, just search on the iTunes store for Live All For God. It's all one word. And see you next time. For teaching, discussion, and interviews, check out www.allforgod.co.uk.